New York Attorney General Letitia James hosted a town hall meeting called Protecting the People to discuss the impacts of President Trump's policies. And she was not shy about saying what is at stake.
The choice is very clear. Either we fight for our democracy, my friends, or we lose it. It's tyranny or oligarchy. And I refuse to accept either option. And I will not sit idly by and allow them to trample on your rights. You elected me to stand up and defend the Constitution and the rule of law, not to protect and defend a king.
The Trump administration has opened a new federal investigation into James with allegations that she falsified paperwork in a mortgage transaction. Her lawyers say it was a simple mistake, and the Trump administration is targeting her out of retaliation. At one point in the community meeting, James was heckled by a Trump supporter over the allegations. One local resident told James, "We know you're defending us, and we're here to defend you." The woman barely held back tears as she asked, "How can we move forward and survive this?" Attorney General James replied, "We're ready. Do not give in to fear," saying that she's been preparing since before the election.
This is not the time to be afraid. This is a time to stand up and fight back, and to resist any temptation for them to divide us. We're in this together. The rule of law is on our side, and the one institution that has stood by our side is the courts. We will not give in, not give up. We will not capitulate. We will not bow. We will not bend. We will survive.
James was joined by attorneys general from New Jersey, Illinois, Minnesota, and, of course, California. Attorney General Rob Bonta has now filed 20 lawsuits against the Trump administration. He calls Trump a repeat offender who has violated the Constitution, undermined Congress and the Supreme Court, and usurped power. Bonta says it's easy to get demoralized, but he urged people to stay engaged.
It's easy to want to turn off the TV, to turn away. If you turn off the TV and turn away, the problems don't go away. They're still there. We must confront them. We must face our problems to fix our problems. And so we need you in this movement.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.